Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's 17 minutes past 8, and a decision on whether a civil sexual assault lawsuit against Prince Andrew can continue is expected soon after a hearing in New York. During a virtual hearing this morning, Judge Lewis A. Kaplan heard arguments over whether a 2009 confidentiality agreement between Jeffrey Epstein and Virginia Giuffre prevents her from suing Prince Andrew. Ms. Giuffre says she was a teenager when she became a victim of sex trafficking at the hands of the disgraced billionaire, and she says Prince Andrew was one of those who sexually assaulted her during that time. Prince Andrew denies the claims. Our US correspondent Simon Marks joins me now. Simon, bring us up to date with what happened in court today.
Well, Sarah, the hearing lasted just over an hour and ended with the judge saying that he was going to go away and consider his ruling. And he suggested that that ruling will be published pretty soon. I'm bound to say that throughout the hearing, he had much sharper questioning and much sharper observations directed at Prince Andrew's lawyers than at lawyers for Virginia Giuffre. It became apparent when this settlement agreement that was struck in 2009 between Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein was released 24 hours ago, that it offered Prince Andrew both opportunity and a degree of risk. Because on the one hand, this pretty imprecise legal document contains an agreement struck between Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein that secured her $500,000 in financial compensation, but also saw her sign a release against taking any kind of legal action against a group of people who are simply described as other potential defendants. And of course, Prince Andrew's lawyers say, well, he is another potential defendant tied to Jeffrey Epstein through his friendship with the paedophile financier. However, the risk in this document for the Duke came in a couple of clauses further down the document. First of all, the two parties, Virginia Giuffre and Mr. Epstein, agreed that this document could not be used in any proceeding or case involving Jeffrey Epstein. In other words, Ms. Giuffre's lawyers argued that it was inadmissible, shouldn't even be considered by the court, and should not have been brought to the court by Prince Andrew. Equally, this document has a confidentiality clause that says that the people who benefit from it, not just Ms. Giuffre, but also other potential defendants who may be shielded from legal action, should never find out that this agreement had been struck. And the judge seized on that and suggested that that was a further reason why Prince Andrew should not be able to try and take advantage of this document. There were other efforts by Prince Andrew's lawyers to try and force Virginia Giuffre's legal team to disclose more information about the precise nature of the sexual abuse allegations that she is making against the Duke of York, but the judge cut them off. He actually turned to the prince's lawyers and said, in this court, that dog won't hunt. It's not going to happen. And he insisted that any further detail of the allegations that Miss Giuffre is making against Prince Andrew has to wait until the discovery phase of this civil lawsuit, assuming, of course, the lawsuit now proceeds.
If that lawsuit does proceed, what could that mean for Prince Andrew?
Well, if the judge doesn't throw the case out, and there certainly was no indication at the end of the trial, that he at the end of this hearing today, that he was minded to do so, then we are hurtling towards a trial that is expected to take place in New York in the late summer or the autumn here in the United States. And lawyers for Prince Andrew will have to determine precisely how the Duke of York is going to respond to that kind of legal proceeding. It's important to underscore this is not a criminal case. There's no risk of Prince Andrew going to jail. He's not facing criminal charges. This is a civil lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre seeking compensatory damages from Prince Andrew and also seeking to hold him to account for the crimes she claims he committed. Allegations, of course, that the Duke of York strenuously denies. So if he's unable to get this case dismissed, then he and his lawyers are going to have to go back to the drawing board and ask themselves how legally they are going to fight against Virginia Giuffre's claims, especially in an environment in which Prince Andrew shows no signs of being willing to engage in the process personally, but is leaving it to his lawyers to battle on his behalf.
And do we have any time frame for when a decision from today's court hearing can be expected?
I think it literally could come down at any time. I mean, it will be published on the court's website once the judge has made his ruling and drafted it. It could be here later today. It could be in the next day or so. It certainly didn't sound from the judge as though we're going to be kept waiting for a particularly lengthy period of time. And equally, it absolutely didn't sound like he was in any doubt about how he was going to rule, and he seemed pretty determined not to rule in Prince Andrew's favour.
We will wait and see what the outcome of that court hearing is. That was our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.